Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. How is everyone this evening? How are you? Wintertime, COVID, it's Khadija of Deja's Diverse Training Services meeting you tonight in Deja's Cafe. I hope everyone has their juice, soda, tea, coffee, sparkling drink, or whatever suits you and makes you happy. Let's get going in our talk tonight, family. Tonight, we are going to talk about some things that we all have been struggling with as business people, as parents, as families. Let's get started talking tonight. Welcome, welcome to Deja's Cafe, everyone. I am Khadija Stewart of Deja's Diverse Training Services, and I am welcoming you all tonight. COVID-19, guys, it's got the blues. We all have the COVID-19 blues, right? Tired of being inside, tired of wearing masks, tired of 6 feet social distancing, but we must. Well, tonight I have some solution for those blues. But first, I want to, as always, I want to reach out to all of my business owner friends that are listening. Guys, you are more than welcome to call in and talk to me, 917-889-7806. Join me in our conversation tonight. I always welcome the conversation. That's the point. We're here to talk, work things out, and do better going forward. As always, I want to open up with a weekly or monthly affirmation or thought. This one is, purposeful footprints leave impactful imprints, while easy rides leave reusable tracks. What do I mean by that, family? What are we talking about, right? A purposeful footprint. You know those things that you do with purpose. Those things that you do that you're looking for an outcome. Those things that you do that you're trying to leave someone with something with, right? That's what leaves that imprint, that impactful imprint that makes people stop and say, oh, wait a minute, I get it. While that easy ride, you know, riding that coattail, that easy ride, it leaves us with reusable tracks. Because remember, if you're following someone else's lead, if you're riding someone else's coattail, it's already tracks that have been laid. You're not leaving anything new. You're just reusing something that someone else has used. So, family, tonight I want you all to think long and hard about what type of purposeful footprints are you going to leave going into this new year. 2021 is around the corner, guys. We're talking a week away. Are we ready? Have we thought about how we're going to make 2020 one of those years that we just erase and redo? Have we thought about how we are going to definitely leave some purposeful footprints in 2021? If you're a parent, what are you putting in the minds of your children? If you're a business owner, what are you doing for the world and your customers? How are you changing the world with your products and services? Think about that for a minute. Put it in that machine of a brain of yours and think. Think about it. How are you going to leave those footprints? If the avenue is easy, there's most likely a price to pay, family. I guarantee you. If it came that easy, if you put no work in, someone just gave you something without you actually showing them that you were worthy of it, oh, you're going to pay at some point in time. So that's why I want you all to think long and hard. What are those purposeful footprints? What are you doing to change tomorrow for you, your community, your family, and the world, quite honestly? Guys, I ventured onto this new thing called Clubhouse. I don't know if you guys know about it. OMG. When I tell you being able to leave a purposeful footprint just by talking to people and letting the world know in what you're thinking about and how you plan to do that, that is the spot. I'll be on there also with Deja's Cafe coming up. But I want to once again thank Khadija 7 of A Wonderful Approach for giving us this opportunity here. Deja's Cafe is listening and being heard by many out there because of A Wonderful Approach in Khadija 7. So thank you, sis. I have to give a shout out to you always. I want us to think also about riding people's coattails. What do I mean by that? How do you ride a coattail? As a business owner, do you see something that someone is doing and you think to yourself, I can do that too, right? Isn't that what we tend to do? We tend to see positive things, impactful things, life-changing things that other people are doing, and we tend to think, I can do it or I can do it better. Family, we've got to get out of that mode. We got to get out of the copycat mode. We've got to get out of the riding the coattail mode. We've got to learn how to do something that I like to call collaborate. Collaborate and don't compete. Let me explain what I mean. How do you collaborate and not compete? It's easy. It's so easy. And let me give you an example, because I do it all the time. Everybody out there knows that Khadija is like the collaboration queen. When it comes to an opportunity to partner with someone, I am ready to do it all the time. So I have a lot of business partners, believe it or not. We are competitors, but we're also partners because we've learned how to collaborate. Think about this for a minute, family, and I want you to think long and hard about it. Let's say you see your competitor out there and they are making an impact in the industry. They are getting the sales, they're getting the customers, they're getting the looks on social media, they're getting the emails going, everybody's talking about what they're doing. And you watch them and you say, well, they're not doing this right, they're not doing that right, right? No, look at it this way. If I sell apples and you sell apples, you're only getting one portion of the market selling your apples. I'm getting one portion of the market selling my apples. But guess what? If I'm selling green apples and you're selling red apples, we now have two portions of the market that we can attack together because now they're getting a bag of mixed apples, a bag of variety apples, a bag of apples that just are dynamic because they service two different types of people. Family, going forward in 2021, I want all of my business owners out there to understand what the word collaborate means. Understand that it means you're not critiquing. You're not trying to go after that dollar bill that somebody else is making. You're looking at how that dollar bill that they're making can make more money for you and them together. There was a time in our history where business owners, the mom and pop syndrome, I always talk about the mom and pop situation, right? The mom and pop, where they may have been the only store in the neighborhood. But mom and pop depended upon the Coca-Cola driver to bring Coca-Cola. They may have depended upon Aunt May to bring in those apple pies that she baked so we can sell them for her. They may have depended on some of the cold cut providers. So mom and pop didn't work alone, and they didn't compete. They collaborated. We've seen so many times how when businesses work together to collaborate, they can get so much more of the market. Family, we want to stop competing and start collaborating. I went to an awesome business group, a women's business group, and I'm going to give them a shout out. It's the Black Women's Business on the Rise, when Black Women on the Rise business group. When I tell you it was the most awesome time I had, we were on Zoom for an hour and a half. I met and networked with so many different women. And when I tell you that hour and a half kind of took up my energy, I left feeling like I just left a party. And then the next day I talked to the founder and we're talking. And she's a coach, I'm a coach. But guess what we decided to do? We found a way where we can work together to get more of the market, to bring more women in to grow their businesses. We're not competing, we're collaborating. Family, that collaboration word is very, very important. And I want you guys to understand, we're not going to ride coattails in 2021. We're not going to critique and throw shade in 2021. We're not going to do that. We're going to collaborate. We're going to build partnerships. We're going to build networks. We're going to get a bigger piece of that pie. So come on, guys, let's go. Family, I want you to think, what purposeful footprints are you going to lay in 2021 where you can collaborate and get a bigger piece of the pie with one of your partnering family's members? How can we do it? How can we do it? Many, many ways, you all. Many, many ways. Why don't you reach out to the competitor and ask them, I see that you're doing such and such and I love what you're doing, but you know what? I have an idea that I'd like to talk to you about a little deeper. Can we talk about it on the side? And you make a meeting. You schedule the meeting, you talk to them, and you work it out. Now, I'm not saying give your ideas away, no. Make sure that when you talk to this person, when you try to collaborate with this person, that you kind of ask some questions to find out where their mindset is. Because remember, you do still have to be protective of your intellectual property. And we all know what that is, right? That's something that you developed and came up with on your own. So we have to be protective of that intellectual property. But while being protective of that intellectual property, we can also seek out other opportunities, networks. As they say, your net worth is only as good as your network. I'll say that again. Your net worth is only as good as your network. If you got a bunch of folks in your network that aren't doing anything, if you got a bunch of folks in your network that are at each other's throats or constantly trying to steal each other's products and ideas, that's not a collaboration network. No, it's not. It is not. It is something that you need to be aware of. And maybe you need to think about that circle. Maybe you need to really think about who's in that network. Who's in there? Are these the homies that you used to hang out with before you started business that you tried to bring along? Are you? Are you? Is that what you're trying to do? So I have a caller on the line, and I'm waiting for them to patch in. I have a couple of business owners tonight, and I'm talking about this collaboration thing, family, because guess what? I have a serious, booming Motivate Yourself and Your Child program that I have collaborated with four other business owner friends of mine. I have, and I want you guys to understand that in collaborating, you definitely get a bigger piece of the pie. So any of my callers that are out there waiting to be patched in, push number one. Push one so I can hear you and talk to you. I want to hear what you have to say tonight, Emily. Come talk to me. Let me hear. Let's learn how to collaborate and network together. Some of these members of mine that are going to come on tonight and talk, push one, family, if you're waiting to come in and talk to me. Push one. We're going to talk about this program called Motivate Your Child in You. And it's an awesome virtual spa where you're going to get so, so much. I'm waiting for my caller to pitch one so we can talk. Caller, are you on the line?
Hey, come. It's Layla.
Layla, how are you? Welcome. Peace and blessings, Layla.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. This is Layla of Layla's Lights. Guys, she's also a coach. She's a life coach, and she is going to be joining us for Motivate Your Child in You. Layla, I always ask my callers a few questions before we get started into the nitty-gritty of what we're going to talk about. Tell me, what have you done to collaborate that has made an impact in your business?
Well, you and I are doing our collaboration right now.
Yes.
At the moment, we're working on a collaboration. And I actually, very early on in my entrepreneurial life, I collaborated with a bunch of business owners, helping them getting their businesses off the ground and really just being part of, you know, helping someone grow their business as we're learning together. And, you know, after that part came to, you know, I did as much as I could, then I branched out on my own. So I felt like the collaboration that I've done in the past was really to for each of us to grow together and then to kind of, like, do our own things, you know. And not
wow.
in a, like, a competing type of way, but a way where we both grew and learned from each other. And we are still impacting, you know, the world right now, so.
It sounds like to me you had an intentional, purposeful footprint that you were leaving way before you started.
Yes, yes.
Am
yes.
I right?
Yes, yes, yes.
So, Layla,
I was
who you are. Come on. Go ahead. Talk.
Oh, no. You know, I just always had, you know, I've always been for me and my purpose, and one of my purposes, I'm pretty much a, how do you call it? I like to help people. It's one of my nats, and pretty much why I'm a coach, because I like to help and to give and to give. So I feel like, you know, for me also, you said it earlier today on the show, I do feel like you can give and give and give, and, you know, you might not see the fruits of your labors right away, but trust me, they will come.
No doubt. Oh, my gosh. You know, have you found that sometimes something that you do today, you may not feel the impact of it for maybe a year or two, but when that impact comes, oh, my goodness, it's so overwhelming.
Yes, definitely.
So, Layla, tell us
who you are
and what do you do?
Me,
tell me who you are and what do you do. Tell my family.
Okay, I am Layla Letitia. I am a life coach. I focus on mindset and confidence and other life coaching, but those are really the pieces that I like to deal directly with, because purposely I actually had a lot of hard time growing up. I didn't have confidence, and I had really, really a poor mindset growing up. So I had a lot of life experiences that really, really, that I've learned. I've gone to therapy, counseling. I've trained to be a life coach. So I have a lot of things to share of how people don't have to suffer like I suffered when I grew up. So just about changing people's lives and making sure people don't have to be in a dark place that they don't have to be, you know?
Yeah, you use that T word. You know, our community tends to try to veer away from that therapy word. Why do you think that is? Because it's helped so many people grow. Why do you think our community veers away?
I think our community fears therapy because I think they see it as a weakness, you know, like a weakness. Because, you know, I think a lot of our community, we have a lot that we carry on our backs, you know. And mm-hmm. I think to feel like you have to actually go to a therapist just to help you sort some things out, it's kind of like a weakness. I failed, you know, and people have a hard time with actually embracing a weakness. You know, it took me a long time when I first started going to therapy years ago. And the one thing she always used to tell me was just like, you are in control. And I think even when I was at my lowest point, I was still in control, but I just didn't realize it at the time.
Mm, wow. So therapy kind of opened up that light for you.
Yes.
Awesome. So, Layla, tell me a little bit more about what you are going to offer our customers and motivate yourself and you, your child and you.
Okay, so what I have is I do have a course that I created. It's 30 days to shift your mindset, because I'm really, really a mindset guru, and I just believe it's important that we're always conscious of our mindset. So what I have created was 30 comprehensive tasks that if you do them honestly, consistently, that it is guaranteed to shift your mindset.
Wow.
And
awesome.
The clients that have taken this course already, some of my clients have given some of the tasks to their teenagers because they're like, this is great for them as well. So it's not only a course for adults, but it's also for young adults, because some kids are in school and trying to figure out what they want to do when they get older. This is a great course for them as well.
Yeah, and with COVID right now and a lot of the children learning online, you know, mindsets can kind of get to be dulled down sometimes with the monotony of, oh, this is the same old, you know?
Right.
And that's kind of why we want to do this program. We want to give families the opportunities to understand that, you know, although you're at home, although you may be working from a computer, although you may only be allowed to communicate and get involved with some of the same people, you know, this virtual world is an awesome place to build a whole new world out there.
Right.
You know, what are one of the things that you would like to see a parent take away from that challenge?
Karen.
I know,
Karen.
I put you on the spot a little bit.
Yeah, you put me on the spot. I honestly feel like the same results that I would expect from a 16-year-old, it can be a similar result to a parent. So if a parent is having a hard time, you know, maybe transitioning to a different career, or a student is trying to figure out what they want to do, this mindset, these mindset tasks is going to help you find clarity. And clarity is going to help you shift your mindset as well. So, like I said, each of the tasks were picked for a certain reason, right? So they build upon each other. And so, as I say, it is 30 days to shift your mindset. You'll get the most out of it if you would do those 30 days consecutively. And I always try to encourage when people do take the challenge that they do it the same day, each day, you know, at the same time each day, so it's consistent and it's building upon each other, you know. And also, as anything that you invest in, you have to really do it honestly, because some of these things may make you feel a little uncomfortable. And remember, this is for you. So this is your time to be honest with yourself.
Awesome. So that discomfort is what builds us into a better person sometimes, huh?
I think so.
Yeah. Working through that discomfort. You know, we all like to work in a real comfortable space. We like to be around the same people that we know. We like to do the same things. And sometimes that can get us into a rut, you know what I mean,
yeah.
where we just don't understand that our mind is not getting the challenge and the food that it needs. I want to talk to you as a business owner a little bit. So we know you're a coach, but as a coach, you're running a business, right? What
mm-hmm.
would you say building quality and effective customer service involves? We're going to switch it a little bit to the customer service aspect. I'll explain to you why I'll come back. But how would you describe quality and effective customer relations?
Quality, I believe, for me and what I do as a coach and in my coaching business, I think is very, very important. One component that some people do miss is a listening component. So I think that providing good customer service is also being able to listen to your client, to understand what they're saying before you actually speak. So I just think for me and what I do is that I need to listen and hear what is being said without judgment, without trying to jump in, without trying to say you should do this, but just listen without judgment. Understand what I'm trying to say?
And then with that,
I believe that I can provide a better service to my clients. So I think a lot of times people think, I mean, communication is key. Obviously, responding to your emails and, you know, if something goes wrong, you know, being able to say, hey, I apologize for this mishap or whatever. But sometimes I feel like we miss the key component of listening. And it's a very, very important skill to have as a business owner.
And that's kind of why I asked you that, because I want to go back to your mindset concept. You know, sometimes business owners forget that they're there to do more than a job, but they're there to help customers with their mindsets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and have you found that when you have difficult customers, understanding the customer's mindset makes it a whole lot easier to address their problems?
You know, I would definitely say yes. I think back in, I mean, not exactly now, but when I was in a customer service field where I was actually dealing with customers, like over the phone, it really took me, honestly, to tell you the truth, a long time for me to tell myself that, Layla, this customer's issue is not about you. And the reason why I say that is that because, you know, I'm type of like, you know, growing up, you know, you kind of like, you give me attitude, I give you attitude back. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, you give it, I'm giving it right back. You know what I mean? And so, you know, then I'm sitting there like going to work. And of course, you know, this is only a stepping stone. So I know this was not going to be my permanent. So don't hold on so tight to this job. But I realized that I was going to work just like miserable, honestly, because I hated to be talking to these customers. But I had to sit and tell myself, you know what, Layla, you have to understand that these people, they're not even thinking about you personally. So you have to learn how to take the your personal feelings out of it. You know what I mean? Like kind of have like a blank,
no
you
doubt.
Know, facade, so that what is coming to you is not affecting you, because we're human. And so when you have someone yelling, screaming at you, it is hard not to be affected by that, but you really have to kind of detach from it, if that makes any sense.
Oh, no doubt. You know, I did over 30 years of customer service work, and I did a lot of it in the insurance industry. And, you know, in dealing with people with insurance claims, everybody's coming to you mad. Everybody's upset, right? Because they've been in a bad situation.
Yep.
You know, and they want you to fix the problem. And I'm not going to tell you how many bad names I was called.
Yeah.
You know, but I would always calm people down, and it worked 99.9% of the time. When they would get upset, I would literally say to them, listen, I want to help you. That's my whole goal. Look, that's what I'm getting paid to do. But I can only do that if we work together. So I need you to understand that I'm here to help you. Go ahead and vent. Get it out the way. I understand you're angry. And when you finish, let's go back and find a solution to these problems.
Right. Know? Get it off your chest. You're done. You're good. Okay, let's go. Let's find a solution to your problem now.
You know, because that wallowing in mess doesn't ever help us at all. You know?
Yeah, definitely.
Give me a word, and I know I'm putting you on the spot again, but give me a word that you would equate to mindset. I know, that's a hard one.
Just one word?
give me a few.
I think, you know, for mindset, you know, I think for me, for what mindset means for me on a personal level, it really means continuing to self-care myself, so continuing to try to be a better person. And that's for me to continue to reflect upon things that I did yesterday, today, and trying to improve myself. I think for me, my mindset really means that I continue to try to be a better person than I was yesterday. So I know the only way that I can do that is for me to have a right mindset, because to me, mindset kind of dictates your life. You know, if you wake up crummy, you're going to have a crummy day, you know?
No doubt.
You know, you wake up crying, you're going to have a family. And it's just like, you know, I believe so to my heart that, you know, we are what we think, and what we think we get. And so if we can just learn how to monitor and manage our mindsets and, you know, do positive affirmations in the morning time and really, really, really get yourself in a way where you know exactly how to, you know, shut that negative self-talk down and get rid of that limiting beliefs that we have in our lives, I believe that we all deserve to live our best life regardless of, you know, situations that happen. Because, you know, things are going to happen, good and bad. And, yes, you know, that is just life, right? But the issue is that we can't crumble when the bad things happen. We still have to be able to be very, very aware of our minds, right, and still be able to.
Oh, no doubt. And, you know, trying to control that mindset is not always easy, like you said. And give me an example of when you have that negative energy in your space. You know, you come, you wake up happy that day, you're going out, you go to work, or you go into an office, you go into a coffee shop, and you're like, hey, I'm enjoying life, right? I'm feeling it today. Had a good cup of coffee, got my affirmations in, I feel good, I look good. I looked in the mirror this morning, I was feeling that. Yeah, girl, you got it, right? And you go into this space of energy that just says, what are you doing?
You know, I got to tell you, so what happened to me, it happened to me pretty recently. So I don't know if you know, but I am a big, I'm a big component of care and taking care of yourself. So every morning I do what I call my Layla Power Hour, where I do affirmations. I do meditation. I read a good book. I write in my journal, and I do this every single day. I don't miss a day. This is every day. And it just gives me clarity. I feel like, hey, my day is going to be great. And so I think maybe a week ago, maybe a week and a half ago, I my cable kind of went out. My internet went out, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm just like, okay, I'm a smart girl. I know how to troubleshoot. You know, unplug the modem, unplug this, give it some time, plug it back in. You should be all set, you know? And so I'm doing this for like 15 minutes, and guess what? No internet, you know? So I call Spectrum, and I'm just like, you know, having a little issue here, you know, I don't have internet, you know. And the representative didn't really, like, she didn't really think it was that serious a problem, and she really told me, this is about, I'm lying, about 2 weeks ago, because she told me that someone can come out to see me on the 25th of December. And I was just like, what? I said, what did you say to me? She said the 25th. And I will tell you, I at that time, my temperature, and I know my trigger, so I'm sweating, my neck, the hairs on my neck is standing up, I'm getting hot, and as I really concentrate on not being, like, I won't, like, say any, like, nasty words to anybody, but my tone was super aggressive, right? Because at this point, you're not helping me, and I cannot live without internet for 2 weeks. You're sounding crazy to me. This is a world, COVID-19, everybody's home, you know what I mean? Like, I need my internet. And so, you know, she was not helpful, and she was like, she can't do nothing, she can't have it to a supervisor, and she was just giving me a lot of, I would say, bad energy. But the problem was is that I work really hard at not letting anybody's energy affect my energy, you know? So when
you
I
go, girl.
Got off, well, no, I didn't do a good job, though, that's what I'm trying to say. I did not do a good job. And so I hung up on her because I was just so floored. And then, you know, I immediately, you know, I said, God, please forgive me, because even through all of that, she didn't deserve that. So I'm always self-checking myself. So, I mean, I'm human, so I definitely will have times where I'm not living my best life the way I would like to be. But when I realize that I have really acted outside of myself, then I definitely, you know, ask God to forgive me for that. So immediately after that, I felt bad. It wasn't like, I was like, you know, no, I felt horrible. And I was just like, please forgive me for that.
Yeah,
so,
it's really hard once you check your own mindset and then you have to evaluate your own self, right? I think us evaluating our own selves sometimes is more difficult than evaluating other people, only because it's like we're trying to be two people at the same time when we evaluate ourselves. Do you agree? Like you're looking from the inside and knowing what's going on in your mind, and then you have to, you stop and you check yourself, but you're trying to take that outward look and say, well, how did I sound when I did that? Or what kind of impact did I? You know, it's like that becomes a difficult thing sometimes.
It does, I think when you learn the practice of really monitoring and managing mindset, I think that you'll be able to be reflective of yourself, you know? I think in general, when I see people who kind of do stuff and I'm just like looking at them and I'm looking at them and I'm just waiting for them to say, man, not bad. I was really messy, wasn't I? They don't believe they were messy, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They don't see a problem. Yeah. And I think that's the biggest hurdle is not seeing a problem in a character flaw. You know what I mean?
Oh, definitely. And you know that secret magic word, sorry, OMG.
Mm-hmm.
Does that not have impact or can it have impact?
Right.
You know, and I'm one of those people too. I'm like you, you know, I think I've gotten better at it in being a customer, because I tell people all the time, I'm a horrible customer. I'm an awesome customer service rep, but I'm a horrible customer because my standards are so high, you know?
Right, maybe we'll meet them.
Now, in college, I did the waitress thing, so I know what it's like to have people throw things at you, lay you out because something dropped, or have a kid kick you because they didn't get something quick enough. So when I become a customer, I guess I'm kind of expecting that people are going to give me the same thing I gave back, and it doesn't always happen that way. And,
right.
You know, what do you do as a customer when you switch that mindset from being, like you said, in that situation, you were a customer. And it's nothing you can do because you hung up with her, you know what I mean?
Right.
And you had to really kind of replenish and renew who you were. But how did you motivate yourself after that? Because I don't know about you. I can be an empath sometimes and such that something like that would really make me a Debbie Downer for a minute.
You know,
so how do you kind of rejuvenate yourself after that experience?
Yeah, I think for that situation for me, because I felt like I didn't need to hang up on her, you know what I mean? But she wasn't really answering any of my questions anymore. I was like, this is pointless. It's wasting my time. And like I said, for me, honestly, just asking for forgiveness and really saying, hey, like, would you have liked them if she did it to you? And you were kind of aggressive. Would you like her having to be, you know, like just be asking, like, how would I feel if she did that to me? You know what I mean? And so that's kind of how I was just like, oh man, like you were a little nasty, you know, like check
right.
You need to do better. You know what I mean? I think just checking yourself. And I think a lot of what I really emphasize and what I do is really the self-check-in, because I feel like that's the thing that a lot of people miss, is self-check-in. You shouldn't need someone to tell you that you have a nasty disposition. You should know you have a nasty disposition. You should work on it. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, you know when you're being nasty.
Oh, yeah. You, like, in other words, you know when your breath stinks. You know when your breath stinks, so stop faking it, right? You know you didn't brush your teeth today, so let's go brush your teeth and get it straight, you know? Let's do that.
Yes.
Let's put that business owner hat back on.
Okay.
And I wonder, because, you know, I always wonder how business owners feel about this, but how do you view your competition?
How do I view my competition?
I'm throwing hard ones at you tonight.
You are throwing hard ones at me. I listened to, you said about, you know, not competing and collaborating, because that's so important. And you know what it is? It's kind of like, it's going to be kind of weird what I'm going to say, but my competitors, I kind of, how do you say it? I look at what they're doing, but I look at it if that's what they're doing. And that's what I'm finding that's great, as opposed to, oh my gosh, I should be doing what they're doing. You know, I really have learned not to do that because, again, you know, one of the biggest struggles that I really had was, and when I was growing up, was having low self-esteem. And, you know, needing to be like somebody else. And so I really work really hard at not doing that. So I look at their stuff, what they're doing. I think it's great. And, oh, you know, that's awesome, you know. But I never say, you know, that's something that I got to have or want, because I believe with what I do and how I do it that it's going to do what it's going to do. I believe, honestly, it's going to sound crazy. I know we need to make money. It's a numbers game, and we have kids to feed, a roof, you know, rent to pay, and all these great things. That is important, you know. But I believe that continuing to do what I do, and in time is going to come back to me. You know what I mean? So I don't have that competitive, like, I got to see what she's doing or anything like that. I don't do that.
right.
Say, hey, that's awesome. That's awesome, you know. I'm like, oh, that's great. I should have thought of that. You know, that's about, you know, nothing in a, like, a way where it deflates me. Because I feel like if I look at them and what they're doing, and if my competitors that are doing really, really great and rocking out this industry, and I'm like, wow, they're doing great, and here I am just kind of just getting there, then I will be deflating myself, and that's what I try not to do.
Yeah. You know, I call it the hateration syndrome. I really do. Because the thing is, you know, and it's, once again, it's that mindset. If you have that mindset that this is who I am, and this is what I'm going to do, and this is what I'm going to produce, nobody should be able to get into that zone that you have. You know what I mean? Only
right.
people that you allow in the zone with you should be able to impact that. What are your thoughts on
right.
that? And like keeping that zone safe?
No, you're completely, completely right on the, you know, on the nail with that. I definitely try to make sure that the people, like you said earlier today, people that you're dealing with directly, that the people that, you know, you might not have the same things, but the same values, you know, the same values, which is important. You know, I mean, we don't have to do the same thing, but the same values, you know, are key, you know, and can I trust the person? You know, I feel like, you know, if I have a good rapport with people and we have similar values, then, you know, it's good. You know what I mean? You gotta be leery of people that are just like, I've dealt with people that just take. And those people, you have to kind of like, you have to really figure out, you know, and for me, I'm better at it, but you have to kind of be like, I don't got it anymore. You know, I can't, you know,
right.
like, I've done all I can do right now. So you have to, you know, you have to, because sometimes, you know, if someone's taking, depleting you, you have to learn how to replenish yourself. And sometimes you have to learn how to say no. No.
Right.
Like,
no,
like,
you're right.
Up, you know, or no.
And that's what I call protecting that zone. You know what I mean? Protecting
yeah.
that energy zone, making sure that anybody that's not on that same wavelength with you, like, you don't get to ride this wave today. Uh-uh. No, you may have to just watch my wave, because I'm protecting it from me and mine that want to build in here. You know what I mean? And you have to be able to do that. Layla, thank you so much, girl. And I have to give some disclosure out there. Layla and I met, how many years ago did we meet? I want to say 3 or 4 years ago.
About 3 or 4 years ago, yes. Yeah.
And we've never physically met. All of this has been via Zoom, Facebook, telephone. And we're
yes.
still able to collaborate and come together as sisters and try to build something for our community. Family, I can't stress it enough to you, understanding the importance of collaboration and building a network. You know, Layla
yeah.
and I will always be in each other's networks, because it's just how we built that foundation together. We did.
Right.
Layla, I love yeah. you. Love you, sis. Thank you so
love
much
you,
for
love
calling
love
in. I can't
right.
wait for you to share some of these gems with our families and motivate your child and you. And we'll
be
Sunday night. Yeah, Sunday night we're going to have an info session, so I hope you join us then. Have an
I will,
awesome
definitely.
Evening and stay safe. Stay safe through
the
COVID.
You too, honey. Stay safe. Be careful and have a good rest of your week, okay? Weekend.
You too. Hugs and kisses.
Hugs and kisses back to you. Bye, hon.
Bye. Guys, I can't tell you enough, family. I cannot tell you enough how the collaboration thing is just so important. And, you know, it's not one of those things that you just go into and say, oh, I'm going to collaborate. It takes time. You know, like Layla was saying, you have to check people out first and find out who they are. What is it about them that's similar to you? If you're on separate paths, then no, they're not a good person to collaborate with. But if you guys have some things in common, you're meshing together, you can build, and you can build big, big, big things. Like I told you guys, Layla and I have never even face-to-face met yet. After COVID, I think we're going to change that. We're going to do some girl stuff, definitely, and have some girl time. But we just built it. Our energies were connected. And it's funny because Layla and I both met when we were both starting to build our businesses online, I want to say 4 years ago. So neither one of us really had a platform online, but we each built separately. And as we were each building separately, we would always kind of check in with each other and make sure, you know, how you doing over there, what you have going new. And then when the opportunity arose for us to collaborate, it was easy. It was a piece of cake. We spent time talking to each other. We spent time getting to know each other. We spent time talking about business. We've never had that mindset conversation that we just had here on the air. So I really feel honored that she was able to come in and give me that conversation. Because Layla has spent years in building this mindset course. This isn't a light course, people. It's not at all. Now, I want to tell you a little bit about Motivate Your Child in You, because I don't have much more time. We're running out of time here. But one thing I want to tell you is that this is a virtual spa experience for both the parents and the child. And you figure, how can we bring children and parents together to be a virtual adult, right? Because it's actually 8 sessions, 4 sessions for the adults, and 4 sessions for the children. Now, the children will get this awesome art therapy session. It's 4 sessions, 1 hour a week, and it's with another partner of mine, Robin Harris of Putty Paints. She's an art therapist, and she does kind of like a sip and paint style program, but she brings such energy. Guys, if you have ever met a person that you see nothing but color when you see them, that's Robin. I lied to you not. Robin, when she talks, when I see her, when she moves, I see nothing but purple, green, orange, yellow. Like, I see nothing solid with her. I see a plethora of color and purpose, you know. And Robin told me, she said, you know, the only reason why I do this is the joy that I get from the people that I help paint. She's an artist. And what the children are going to do is they're going to travel to another continent via art. She's going to teach them the culture, the people, the experience of a continent. I can't give away the continent yet because Robin likes to keep that a secret. She likes the children to kind of guess what they're painting as they're painting. It kind of leads more to the color of it all. But that's what the children get. So what the adults get, right? What do we get? We're the ones struggling through this COVID mess. We're the ones still bringing in the money and making the beans and the rice and making sure that everyone's taken care of, right? So the parents are going to get the struggles with distance learning and working. We're going to talk about that. We want to keep them motivated during financial and physical rough times with some tips and how to get through all of that. Disciplining and encouraging bored kids, I have many tips for that. Remember, I'm a mom of 8, so I know how to do that well. Self-care and me time effectively. If you are not scheduling your me time, you are not doing it effectively. Healthy immune building smoothies made by Katina the Healer. Healthy building herbs. Oh, my gosh. Katina's going to give all of the different herb techniques, the different herb combinations to keep that immune system strong. She's going to bring sound baths with motivating affirmations, a little yoga, some meditation. And then we're going to bring Layla in for her 30 Days to Shift Your Mindset course, which means that after you leave us, you still get work. You still get to do that work for 30 more days. Guys, I'm so excited about this program. I'm bringing in partners. I still have another partner that I'm talking to now to give even more juice, if you will, to this program. But I'm building it, and I'm building it in collaborating. It's so important to collaborate, family. Let's go. Let's take 2021 by storm with strong networks and strong collaboration, family. Because whether you realize it or not, many small businesses have actually increased their sales during this pandemic. You ask me how and why. That's talk for next show. Next month I'll come back and talk to how do we build business and how do we make money through this COVID thing. I'll be honest, guys, I did it. I want to leave my family with a thought, and I want you to take this thought and really put it into your brains. Motivation is the ability to energize someone's reason to act. If you're not energizing someone to act, you're not motivating them. But you have to motivate that reason. And then rejuvenation, it's the ability to refresh and renew. And that's what we're going to do with this program. We're going to refresh and renew all of those families that have been stuck inside the winter and kind of fighting the COVID blues, right? Family, thank you so much for joining me tonight. Once again, I want to thank Khadija 7 and A Wonderful Approach for this opportunity to speak to my family about business and family life and building strong networks. Work hard. Think about it. Don't just do it. Get that purpose together. Know your purposeful imprints before you get started. Know what you want to accomplish, family, and let's take 2021 by storm. Have an awesome evening, family, and I will see you next month. Take care.